It's time to talk to you, ATA Nation, in episode 57 of the ATA Nation podcast. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
Students, parents, instructors, family members of ATA Nation, welcome back to the podcast. It is great to be back with you again. Second week in a row of our new season, getting things kicked off. And we have a group of interviews for you today from some people we talked to at World Championships in Phoenix. What a great time in Phoenix. The only thing I have to complain about is the fact that I landed in Phoenix. It was dark. It was 10:30 at night, and it's 190 degrees. 109, not 90, but, you know, whatever. 109 degrees. Is that not insane? I don't quite understand you people who live in Phoenix or the Arizona area. That's crazy hot to me. But, you know, the facility is fantastic. The venue, it's just amazing there, you know, and honestly, wherever they have us, I will be going, you know, because I love to see my ATA family. We just want to be there and hang out and have a great time. So let's get to some of these awesome interviews.
Special guest interview.
Okay, ATA Nation, I have one of our ATA ambassadors with us. Introduce yourself today, sir.
It's Master Michael Bennett. Great to be here, sir.
And we love seeing you online all over the place. So some random, like, just pop questions. Favorite colored belt form?
Ooh, I've got to say I like the purple belt form.
Purple belt, in one. Square blocks, got to go. Yep. Can't go wrong with that.
I like the front kick, side kick combo. That's
yes,
my favorite.
Sir. Very good. Okay. Board breaks or sparring, if you had to choose one?
Oh, my goodness. I think I would have to do sparring. I love breaking boards, but I just have a lot more fun when I have that direct competition.
Yes, sir. Okay, one more. Favorite weapon?
I was just talking to Ms. Patel about this. I like the gumdo, but I got to get better at getting through the form now because I'm loving that one for extreme, and right now I'm doing zhangbang for traditional.
Nice.
And I got to get a little bit more comfortable with the gumdo form.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't want to... Chief Master Ramunda catching you good strikes.
He was judging the TOC in my ring.
Oh, man. No. Like, if you want anyone not judging TOC for Gumdo, it's Ramunda. Awesome. Well, sir, nice seeing you. I'm going to sneak over here to our other ATA ambassador here. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello, I'm Ashani Patel.
Awesome. And you are a third-degree black belt from?
From North Carolina.
Very cool. Okay, some random questions for you.
All right.
Forms or sparring?
Forms, hands down.
Forms, okay. Favorite black belt form so far?
I definitely think Chongsan, the third degree form, is my favorite.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes.
Those slow side kicks?
Yes, I've
you
worked so
hard.
You hold
them beautifully
it
looks great?
Yes.
Oh, well, I would love them then too if I could do that.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, favorite color belt form?
I think Inwa 1. It was my competition form.
Inwa 1, okay. It's a very popular form, Inwa 1. And last question for you today. If you had to pick... any one board break, what would it be?
It would be, well, right now I'm doing a step jump spin heel kick.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I would choose.
That's a good one. I love a good heel kick.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, nice to meet you, ma'am. Thanks for being on the podcast without even knowing it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we're with ATA Ambassador Mr. Johnson. How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Excellent. Can you tell everybody where you're from?
I'm from Simpsonville, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Very good. Okay. I've been asking the ambassador just some random questions. So, favorite colored belt form?
Probably the red belt form.
Ah, Chungjung 2. Very good. Okay. That's not one that's been said yet. Very cool. Okay. Weapons or forms competition? Which one?
Weapons.
What's your weapon?
Bow staff.
Very good. Okay. Board breaking or sparring?
Sparring.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Last one. Sparring or combat sparring?
Combat sparring.
Hitting people with sticks. Love it. Okay. How's your time been here at World Championships this year?
It's been great. I had an amazing experience so far.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time today, sir. And
We'll see you on all the grams and everything later.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got Master Chavani here. I haven't talked to you since you got back from Africa. How was it?
Sir, it was great. It was absolutely a life-changing experience like we talked about.
You got to teach a bunch. Days were filled with interaction with kids and stuff.
Absolutely. I taught about 400 to 500 students throughout the month there.
Wow.
I went to 6 different schools, worked with, all ages, women, children, and it was a really great experience. At the end of it, they learned self-defense, they learned the traditional Sangam curriculum, some forms, and then they earned their orange belts at the end of it.
That is fantastic. Super cool. Well, I'm going to let you go because it looks like you got a judging assignment. We'll talk another time.
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Okay, ATA Nation, I'm here with Senior Master Hill. He's been one of the leading guys behind Sangam University. And you're getting ready to start the first, semester?
Right, yes, sir.
And how many kids you got signed up?
Right now, we have right at about 47 signed up.
47?
Yes, sir.
Holy moly.
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't say kids either, because it's for adults as well.
Right. So we also have adults as well. And so we've got 40 that are actually enrolled in classes. We signed up 2 more here today. So from Sulphur Springs, Master Bilyeu students. So they both signed up, sisters. So, yeah, it's taken off.
That is fantastic. So this will be the first round, kind of, I don't know what you call it, cohort?
Cohort, yes,
okay.
Sir.
And so they're going to be starting in August?
Right, yes, sir. August 22nd is the start of the fall semester.
Very good. And so if somebody is interested, is this starting only on, like, in August, or will there be, like, a spring semester
right,
option as well?
Right, we will have a spring semester, but that won't be the second cohort. So we're going to get through this complete cohort, work out any kinks it might be, make sure we have the if you want to call it, the teamwork down
mm-hmm.
between Lee College and ATA headquarters. And then after that first year, we'll look at running 2 cohorts.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So the first cohort will be starting in August and will be running through the end of the – will they be doing I guess they do
16
it,
weeks. Yeah,
16 weeks. It's 16 kind
weeks,
of self-paced. Some of the
right fall. Right. So it'll be in the fall, and then at the end of the fall, then that first cohort will start their second part of the certificates, or the second level certificates, or actually second level 1 certificates,
uh-huh.
and that'll start in the spring.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So as we go through this, we would love to maybe talk to a student or two on the podcast and see how things are going, and especially letting people know about getting started for the new year.
Cohort.
So if everybody's looking, you know, you're in high school, or, you know, adults doing it, looking at, what would that be? They wouldn't start, but start getting paperwork, all that financial aid and stuff ready for the fall 2023.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, I can't wait to hear, how it goes, how the students are enjoying it, and, just the things that are going to come from it.
Well, I appreciate you so much. And like, we're really excited. And we hopefully this is going to be a benefit for everyone and definitely everyone in ATA Nation.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for your time and good luck as you guys get started.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, ATA Nation, I have with me some awesome students from Pride Martial Arts. What's your name?
Nathan Pahe.
Matthew Pauly.
Zariel Sampson.
And you guys compete. I see this looks like a red shirt. Is this one of those world championship shirts? Is it yours?
Yes, sir.
What did you get world champion?
Forms, sir.
Forms. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anybody else compete this weekend?
I'm going to compete on Saturday.
On Saturday? Excellent.
My first black belt tournament.
First black belt tournament? World championships? Awesome. Congratulations. Okay. Is this, you guys been to Worlds before? Is this,
this is my first time.
First time to Worlds for you?
For a championship.
For the TOC? First time and a world champion. Look at that. That is amazing. What about you, ma'am?
I'm competing in a bit, and this is my first time going for
TOC. Very good. What are you competing in?
Forms and weapons.
Well, good luck. Have a blast. Thanks for letting me kidnap you guys and do a quick little interview. Make sure you tune into the ATA Nation podcast, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Bye, guys. Okay, ATA Nation, I have with me a legend. This is Chief Master Tammy, is a lot of what people go by. What do you usually go by, ma'am?
Well,
Master Tammy is, I'm very comfortable.
Okay, okay.
I guess my official title is Chief Master Tammy Harvey Stauber.
Awesome. Well, ma'am, you did some of the training this week with Shimjun, athlete development a couple of weeks ago in Little Rock. People have been seeing you everywhere. And a lot of ATA Nation, you know, the newer guys might not know kind of your history, but you've been around since, like, the beginning.
Yes, almost the beginning, 1973.
Yes, ma'am. And you're here at World Championships. What do you say about this event this year?
Oh, this, you know, last year was my first year to when I returned back to ATA after 21 years. And it was a phenomenal last year. But this year is, boy, it's just, it's running like clockwork. Everybody's, the techniques are unbelievable.
Yes, you know, ma'am.
Competition's great. Attitude is just, everything's good.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like, it's ATA, simply the best.
Simply the best. I love that hashtag. I've been using it. Tonight, we get to see the inauguration of Grandmaster MK Lee. What are you thinking?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I've known Grandmaster MK since he came to the United States in the summer of 77. We all met at summer camp, him and Grandmaster Inho, and then their other brother, Jiho Lee. And, you know, obviously Taekwondo brought us together, but we are like family.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
So for me, I'm so proud. I'm just so, you know, he was my training partner, my demo partner, and to be able to watch him reach this level just makes my heart so happy.
Yes, ma'am. We're in it's a bright future we've got coming.
It is a bright, you know, I think the future is as bright as it was in 1969 when the ATA, actually I think it's brighter. 69
awesome.
Was when the ATA was formed by Grandmaster H.E. Lee, and I think the road ahead for us is bright and just, I can't wait.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate your time today. We look forward to having you on the podcast in a longer format, kind of hear some of those stories from the past, because I saw some of the posts from Athlete Development Camp, and everybody was saying your spirit there was just awesome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
So much. I appreciate it.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much going on in ATA Nation. We are going to hit just today, talk a little bit about Fall Nationals and Leadership Camp. We'll hit up some other tournaments and stuff soon, but we definitely want to hit Fall Nationals, because if you haven't registered yet, if you haven't got your seminars picked out, if you haven't got your hotel room, you're going to be behind. So you need to get that going right away, right? Or register for testing, whatever you got to do. So this is going to be in Pittsburgh this year. Super excited to have it close to our school. It's, you know, a couple hours, obviously, but closer than any of our events have been, our national events, since there was a nationals in Chicago. That was before I owned a school many years ago. There was a national event in Chicago. So this is the closest since I've opened my school 20 years ago. Super excited to have people going. I checked out and registered for some training events, what they've got going on Wednesday, a new PPCT Edged Weapon Countermeasures class with Grandmaster Caruso. I signed up for that because anytime I get to do some self-defense stuff with Grandmaster Caruso is a good day. One of the super cool things they've got at with the training this year is a lot of these are being offered twice. So on Wednesday, that new PPCT course, you can take at 8 a.m. or at 1 p.m. They have that with some of the other things. So when you go to register, it's really great. I personally love the option to be able to kind of look at two options for a lot of these different, you know, injury prevention is one that was at Worlds and they only had one slot. And man, it was booked. It was packed, fantastic information. They're offering it again at Nationals at two different times, which is great. The Color Belt Weapons curriculum is being continued to be rolled out at Fall Nationals. We'll have completed all the Color Belt Weapons that are currently slated, with the Gumdo being introduced at Fall Nationals this year. The Song Knots were introduced at World Championships. They're going to be redoing those again, so you can take that. And then, obviously, the colored belt single bung mongi and double bung mongi will be offered again as well. ATA Max curriculum will be offered. That is an excellent seminar, a great amount of curriculum there, really well broken down by Master Turner and Master Swalzi, who have been on the show before. That was good. I would definitely suggest taking that to enhance your school's training. Injury prevention and sports performance, again, that I highly suggest. Mrs. Kaminsky does an excellent job. The Black Belt Weapons Forms training, this is kind of reviewing the Black Belt Weapons Forms, making sure you're doing them right, kind of clarifying. They're going to be offering long-range Zhongbong, Song Knot, Double Song Zhongbong, and the Gumdo Level 1. Those are classes that you need to know the weapon to take those, so they're just cleaning things up, not teaching it from scratch. They're going to be doing ATA USA team trials, as well as team sparring, coaches training, and judges updates. A workout with Grandmaster, presiding Grandmaster MK Lee, which is amazing. If you missed that ceremony at World Championships, it was awesome. And I saw somebody put together a video of kind of side-by-side of Eternal Grandmaster doing the ninth degree form and Grandmaster MK doing the ninth degree form. And oh man, it was cool. So cool. Then we've got the international testing on Friday, and then competition starts Friday and Saturday. So make sure you're getting registered for the competition as well at ataeasysignup.com. That's all available. Everything about Fall Nationals is available at ataemartialarts.com, as well as information about leadership camp. We haven't had one of these for quite a few years now. They are a blast. I always enjoy going to leadership classes or leadership camps. I don't think I've actually missed one since I was able to attend back in the day when you had to be fourth degree to start attending those. I think I've been to every one since then. It's ending with the master ceremony that Saturday after we bow out on November 4th. So it's Wednesday the 2nd. All the way to Friday the 4th in the evening, and then the master ceremony then starts at sundown at the Gate and Garden in Little Rock, State House Convention Center, Saturday, November 5th. So definitely check that out. You can still register for a leadership camp. It's all about going back to basics with Grandmaster MK Lee, where we've been, where we're going, how to make sure that we hold on and strengthen our core Songam Taekwondo. Hey, hit me up on Instagram. Send us a DM and let us know what you are doing in your training. Are you competing this weekend? Are you testing? What are you doing? We want to feature you on the podcast. Follow us, ATA Nation Podcast on Instagram. Send us a DM. We would love to hear from you. Until next week, make sure you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Super excited about Fall Nationals. Got everything registered. It's going to be a great time. If you're going to miss it, you know, don't. It's going to be awesome. Be there. Sign up. Come take some classes. Good times. Okay. Later, guys.